In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we remember in our, this is the National Day of Prayer for the Legal Protection of Unborn Children, in which we remember God's divine plan that every human life is sacred before Him, created and endowed with dignity and with a call to share in His divine life, and that no one may take that life away. And so we pray today. Our Lord is very clear in the gospel. He grieved at the hardness of hearts, and there's a hardness of heart in an attitude of welcoming children into this world, that children are seen by some as being inconvenient or not, or inconvenient to their lifestyle or not conducive to them in their way of life. And it's important to remember that children are not disposable. Human life is not disposable, and that God has intended that for every child to come to know and love and serve Him, and ultimately to be with Him forever in heaven. There's often this comparison with the words of Christ at the Last Supper: "This is my body." He gave His body up for the salvation of humanity. In the redemption of humanity, and He gives us His body to nourish us in the Holy Eucharist. But the devil has twisted this around, and it is the devil who has twisted around with the claim that this is my body and I can do whatever I want with it. And that is a lie, that no one can do what they want with their body, that our body is given to us by God to give Him glory and to share in His eternal glory, And so we too must use our body for the glory of God and use our body remembering the dignity we have with our body given to us by God, that it's called to in the last rising, when our body is united to our soul, that we will have a glorified body. So our body is given to us to give glory to God. But we must also remember to pray for hearts, that people's hearts may be always open to life, and that they may welcome the child given to them by God, and that they may not fear the child given to them by God. It's ultimately also a call to trust. If God is giving me a child, I must trust God, and to think that I can't take this child or be responsible for God or even give this child life by giving it up for adoption is a lack of trust, that we must trust God. When he gives a child to a family, to a couple, to an individual, that they are called to trust God and His plan, because God has an eternal plan for that child to know, love, and serve Him, and that we must not allow ourselves to think that our plan is better than God's plan. There's a very famous story of St. Padre Pio, where a woman had come to him for confession, and she had confessed to Padre Pio that she had an abortion. And Padre Pio told that woman that God had intended that child to be the Pope, that God had planned that child was going to be the Pope. And so we grieve at how many priests, religious, of course men and women who are called to serve God in very many ways, teachers, doctors, missionaries, and the list goes on and on. They were denied that because their lives were taken away from them. And so we pray today that people's hearts may be changed to open and welcoming to the child that God wants them to have. And this also just goes in reflects upon the dignity of human life from the moment of conception to life end. And that couples also may not do anything to prevent the conception of a child. And this is the other thing in which a child is denied even coming into existence, because it is blocked. It is being blocked by so many ways today. Denied coming into existence. Denied the opportunity to be with God forever in heaven. So we ask Our Lady of Guadalupe and Saint Joseph today to pray that our hearts may always be open, and that we may not give up the fight, as St. John Paul II was so firm in saying that we must fight against the culture of death, and that we must always pray that people's hearts will be opened to the gift of life. And there have been, of course, many, many conversions of individuals, doctors, nurses, and individuals working in this evil industry, whose hearts have been changed and who have left it and repented from it. And so we pray in a special way today also for our public figures, our leaders in government and so forth, that their hearts may recognize their call to protect human life from the moment of conception. May we continue to pray today and each day that God's children may be welcomed into the world with loving hearts and with trust and confidence in His aid and mercy. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.